Blog Talk Radio.
I am the creator, I am the maker of the universe. I am the one who spoke into nothing, and all creation heard. I am he who has all power in my hand. And if you believe on my word, you can stand. Let me be who I am to you. That's who I am. Just let me be who I am for you. I am the one who sees a need and always provides. I am the one whose name is a tower where you can run and hide. I am he who has all power in my hand. And if you believe on my word, you can stand.
Praise God, praise God, praise God. And this is Pastor Pamela J.P. Martin coming to you live on Blog Talk Radio. And God is good. Is he not? Praise God. And I love that song, Praise God. I tell you, God is so into everything we're going through. Amen. He knows all. And so I don't want to be before you long this morning, but I want to bring a message to you that I know will help many and move them forward. Amen, amen. And this message this morning about brokenness. Amen, amen. About things that are broken and we just throw them away and we discard them and we say, you know what, I don't need that anymore. It wasn't worth anything. So as soon as it breaks, we find the reason that it wasn't worth anything in the first place. And that could be even dealing with things in life, sometimes encountering in relationships. And we can say, you know what, I don't care about that relationship, because you begin to look at the list of negative things about it instead of trying to work it out. Amen, amen. So if you know someone that's going through something right now and dealing with a spirit of brokenness, have them listen in right now. Amen, amen. Call them up. Tell them, listen in. I'm telling you, this morning God is going to bless them in a mighty way. Amen, amen. So I'm going to play one song and come back with the message in its entirety. Amen, amen. God is so good, and I'm just so thankful he has brought me before you this morning. Amen, amen. Praise God, praise God.
Even though you're in trouble, I won't.
J.P. Martin coming to you live on Blog Talk Radio. Let's just go to the throne of grace real quick. Amen, amen. Father God, we come before you this morning, God, seeking a message, not a message from me, Father, but a message from you, God. Ask you to decrease me and increase your Holy Spirit. Allow it to have its way, God. Give the listeners ears to hear this message and a heart to receive it. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we thank you, Father. Amen. And I come before you this morning with this message this morning about brokenness. How many of us know what I'm talking about? Amen, amen. You ever been broke? You ever? I'm not talking about finances. Amen, amen. We all been there. But I'm talking about brokenness. I'm talking about where something in your life, some travesty, something happened unexpected and made you just broken. Like you're at your lowest point. You cannot believe that this is where you are. It could be maybe a job loss, maybe a loved one passed over, maybe someone you were hoping that they would get saved and they transitioned from this life on. Amen, amen. They're no longer here in the land of the living. You know what I'm saying. Amen, amen. Or maybe it may be just that you trusted someone, maybe a friendship, a failed friendship, some situation that left you broken, and you find yourself where you're almost weeping and you can't uncontrollably at times. Now you say, no, it's not depression. It's just the point that you're broken. Amen, amen. And you know you're coming out of this. Amen. But here it is. You just cannot believe it happened. Just the sheer impact of shock sent you into a spirit of brokenness. Maybe as a child that you hoped that they would do right and they ended up incarcerated. And even though you won't still look for the best for God to turn the situation around, you feel broken on the inside. Maybe you're broken because you can't really discuss and be transparent with the people in your church. You feel that you've been there for a long time, but you still feel broken and you can't confess that to anyone because you think they're going to judge you. But you feel broken for so many reasons. But guess what? We know a healer of brokenness. Amen, amen. Who am I talking to this morning? Amen, amen. And this message, I ask the Lord to heal, to begin the process that you be able to move forward in your purpose in Him. Amen, amen. And give it over to Jesus Christ. Amen. So I want you to go with me real quick. If you could go with me over to 2 Chronicles, amen, chapter 7, verse 14, amen. 2 Chronicles, chapter 7, verse 14, amen, amen. Amen. Y'all there with me? Amen. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Did you hear that? Amen. He says, if my people, amen, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I, amen, hear from heaven, amen, and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Amen, amen. When we think about, you know, we're going through a situation, a lot of times the enemy will bring it in where it cascades the goodness and the greatness of what God is doing in our life. Help me, Holy Ghost. You know how we can be, God can be done, blessed you with some of everything, and all of a sudden, here's this situation that shows up. Amen, amen. This loved one that you've been praying for, that they get healed, or rejection that you hope you get over. Amen, amen. And it still seems to stagger there in your face and keep you broken. Amen. Certain pivotal points of life that you encounter that remind you of that situation that bring you back to a place of brokenness. Amen, amen. And you say, even though you're going to keep pushing your way and keep moving forward, it's still something always seems to trigger that memory or trigger that thought or bring back that hurt. Amen, amen. And so here it is, when we think about, you know, brokenness, could we be more broken than Jesus Christ? No, amen, amen. When we think about the things that he went through, amen, here he is in the wilderness for 40 days and he's being tormented by the enemy, the devil, amen, being tempted, amen, to go away, to turn back, to not do the will of the Father, amen, but he proceeded and to move forward. When we think about Nehemiah and we think about others of the Word of God that were tempted and went through a process, here's Nehemiah building a great wall, trying to turn around a group of people that didn't believe and didn't have faith to believe God, and yet at the same time while he's building this wall, he's getting these people to understand who the greatness of their God is. That was an easy job. I'm sure many times he was broken just from what was going on, but he kept moving forward. A lot of times now people become broken, they become dismayed, and they give up. That's why you have such a great falling away at the church. One of the reasons, amen, people begin to become disillusioned, and instead of going to the pastor or the leadership of the house, if they can, discussing their concern, they leave brokenhearted. They leave dismayed, and they leave believing that God is not the God of all. Amen, amen. And so I don't know who this is for, but this is for someone listening. You know, it's an encouraging message because it's for someone to understand that you're not at the end of the wall. God's got this. The Bible said God searches the heart of man to do him good. Did you know that? That's the word of God. Amen, amen. He tells us in the word of God, and Proverbs 3:12. He said, because the Lord disciplines those he loves. Amen. Sometimes we're being disciplined because of pride. Maybe we were broken because God is breaking us down to hear his voice. Maybe we lifted ourselves up and walked in our own pride and act like there is no God. Amen. Amen. And you may not say, you may say, well, I don't do that. But you know what? You may have done it and not known you've done it. I'm telling you, sometimes people can acquire things and it changed their thought process. And all of a sudden they begin to say words like this. Well, I'm not going around them anymore. You know, I was in the church at that time and I invited them to my house. But now that I'm in my new house, I don't want anybody in my new house. I really don't think they're good enough to come over. And you may not say that exact wording, but still it comes out the same. Amen. You know what I'm saying? You didn't mind picking up people to carry them to church before when you had the other car. Now you got the new car. You're like, oh, no. I'm not putting no one in my car. I'm not even putting the mothers in my car. I don't want anybody in my car. This is my car, you know. And so you begin to change your thought process. You may have gave more and abundantly more than your tithes before. Then you get a promotion on the job. Now you say, I ain't sowing nothing in that church because I'm really thinking they're stealing my money. I really don't think I want to do that anymore. You see what I mean? How the people can change. Amen, amen. You see how people can change, amen? You see how pride can get lifted up, amen, amen? At first, when someone walked up to you and they said, do you have a dollar? You didn't mind giving it. Now, when someone walks up to you and asks for a dollar, you start to judge them and ask, oh, well, I wonder what they're going to do with that money, where they're going to go with it. You didn't mind before because you knew God was in it. And whatever, if they're lying when they ask for the dollar, that's something God will deal with. All you're doing is just trying to be obedient, amen, amen, amen? You're trying to be a giver, amen, amen, at least that's what you were trying to do. Amen, amen. Amen, amen. But you get my point, how people can change and how they can address, how suddenly they can begin to drift into a spirit of pride. Amen, amen. Amen, amen. The worst thing I've ever seen is for someone to complete education with the Lord. Y'all know what I'm saying? Amen. You ever seen that where people actually compete and they actually will take the degree and put it up to God and say because they got a certain education, all of a sudden they're on the same level as God. The devil is a lie and under deceiving spirit, because the word of God said the wisdom of man is the foolishness to God. It's a fool that thinks like that. Amen, amen. A degree is a piece of paper. It's a great opportunity. Yes, it's a great achievement. I keep saying that. Amen, amen. But it should be kept in its proper place. Amen. I never believed that a church should ever be promoting people based on a piece of paper. I believe it should be promoting based on the Holy Spirit. And that's why the church has a lot of issues now, because they keep putting these people in these positions. But that's another message in itself, that got these papers and they not called by God. Amen, amen, amen. But that's another message in itself. Amen, amen. So I'm trying to stay here, amen, because there's some folks that are broken, and I'm trying to get you before the Lord so he can heal you. Amen, amen. So he can start the process so you can begin to heal and then begin to do what God's will is in your life. Amen. You know what the will is. Amen. The enemy done brought in something. You may have fell on your side. Amen. You may have fell down. The Bible talks about a just man. He falls down so many times, but he'll get back up. Amen, amen, amen. Amen. God knows that. But that's why you need to repent. Amen. Amen. The word of God tells us to repent. And second, when it talks about, here it is, Second Chronicles, I want to say it again, chapter 7, verse 14. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Amen. 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 Did you understand that this morning? Amen. Prayer and fasting open the way for forgiveness and blessing and restoration. And we're going to claim the promises and the blessings of God for restoration and an outpouring of his spirit. We must first fulfill the conditions of God has set forth. There first must be a brokenness. Amen. A humbling. A breaking of our spiritual pride and self-righteousness through fasting and prayer. Have you ever seen people that they are so prideful, they don't even say thank you? And you know, I think what amazed me was I saw that in the land of the living in the world. You know, people that aren't saved, you know, amen, amen. But when I see children of God that don't have any humility, that freaks me out, honest to God. And I've encountered that. You give them a gift, they don't say thank you. You could say something to them nice, they give you back a scorpion. You try to figure it out, and you say, but wait a minute, they said they were saved. Amen, amen, amen. But that's the character. Amen, amen, amen. Because you got the Holy Spirit in you, it should convict you when your character is like that. Amen, amen. But here it is. They don't have the spirit to be broken. They don't have that thing inside, that spirit that tells them that's not right. Amen, amen. So then when they become broken, they walk on, woe is me, why is this happening to me? But you need to do a checkup. You need to figure out, what did you say? How were you reacting? Did you really represent our God in the fullness of thereof? Amen, amen, amen. Again, there first must be a brokenness, a humbling, and a breaking of our spiritual pride and self-righteousness through fasting and prayer. Do you fast? Do you pray? Amen, amen. Many Christians today are still looking at the surface, the outward manifestation of God's power, as an indicator of sign of great outpouring of God has promised. However, the real sign will be when, across the nations of the earth, the people of God begin to fall on their faces before God and repent, to confess their sins before God and one another, amen, and begin to turn from sins they have allowed to come into the church and into their lives, amen, amen, amen. Another major indicator of the great end-time outpouring of the Holy Spirit will be a major move of Christians of denomination toward unity in the Spirit. When you begin to see Christian leaders coming together and unity, you will know it is a sign of the great outpouring God has promised in the end times. Amen? After God's people begin to fast and pray, amen, then God will hear, amen, and will be jealous for his land and pity his people. Amen? Amen? And that's in Joel 2:18. What I want to encourage you right now, if you're broken, go to God, amen, and confess your sin to the Lord. Repent of it. Tell God, I repent for whatever it is you did. I repent for lying. I repent, God, for stealing. I repent, God, for giving a false accusation about that person. Lord, I repent for coveting, God, for trying to take on somebody else's gift or someone else's calling, God. I repent, God, for taking on a job and trying to get rid of the boss because I thought I was better than them. Help me, Holy Ghost. I repent, God, for trying to disrespect the pastor of the church because I think I know more in theology than he or she does. Help me, Holy Ghost. I repent, God, because I'm just not walking in your purpose and your calling. When I leave church, I get my little drink on, God. I don't know who I'm talking to. I repent, God, because I can't help watching pornography, God. I just like to watch it, Lord, huh? But I know, God, it's not in your will, Father. Hallelujah. I repent, God, because I'm not doing what you said. I'm not paying my tithes, God. I'm not supporting any ministry, God. I repent, God, for not walking in your purpose and your calling, God. I know you called me, God, but I don't want to do that, Father. I repent, God, for having rebellious spirit, Lord. I repent, God, hallelujah, God, for not raising my children in all admiration of the Lord. Hallelujah. I repent, God, for not working like I work for you, Lord. Hallelujah. I repent, God. That's right. I don't know who you are right now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But there's someone out there that you're receiving that right now. And the Lord said you need to repent right now. I repent, God, for allowing things to take over my life, God. Hallelujah, God. And not giving them over to you, Father. Hallelujah. I repent, God, for not having you be my first love, God. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. After God's people have begun to weep and to mourn and to repent, hallelujah, will come a time of great rejoicing. For the Lord will do great things. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. And that's Joel 2:21. After God's people begin to fast and pray and repent, then will the heavens open up, and God will pour out the former and latter rains. The Holy Spirit will be poured out upon all flesh. That's what the Word of God tells us. That's Joel 2:23-28. After God's people have humbled themselves through times of fasting and prayer, when was the last time you fast? When was the last time you turned a plate over? I'm not talking about church fasting. I'm not talking about when everybody get together so everybody can see what everybody. I ain't figured that out in the first place, because the Word of God says that when we fast, we shall fast without our face reflecting that. Did you know that? Amen. We shall fast, and whatever prayer we do in the house, God would outwardly bless us. Amen. I understand corporate fasting, but sometimes I think people aren't taught that you need to know how to fast also in the house. Amen. You need to know how to have a private relationship pray with the Lord. Amen. You need to know how to get on your knees. Amen. You know how ATM instantly send the money back? You need to know how to instantly get on the prayer and send it up to God. Hey, I don't know who I'm talking to. Then will come, I'm trying to get it to you. Then will come the promised restoration. Amen. God will restore all the things God, Satan has stolen. Amen. Then will come an abundance. Then God's people will be satisfied. Amen. That's Joel 2:24-27. I want to encourage you to you, the enemy done ripped off some stuff that belonged to you. He done took your children. Amen, amen. He done lied to you. He done set you up. The devil is a liar. God said you got the victory in this, and you got the power. You got the key. Turn the plate over. Begin to pray and watch what God will do. What are the circumstances you're facing right now? Whatever it is, amen, God can do it. Jesus said, "With man, some things are impossible." Amen, amen. But with God, all things are impossible. Are these situations in your life in which you must hear from God and which you just don't know what to do or even how to pray? Don't use carnal weapons. Don't pick up the phone and sit up there telling somebody about your problems. Oh, I'm going through again. Yeah, and they're going to listen. And then they're going to get up the phone and tell somebody else. If you don't have the right person listening, they're not lined up with the Word of God. And even if they are, they can pray with you. But God needs you. He needs you to pick up the phone. He needs you to call him. Amen, amen. He needs you to call him. Amen, amen. Don't use carnal weapons. Amen. Pick up your weapons of prayer and fasting and use them. Amen, amen. Amen. The enemy coming in like a flood. Use your weapons of fasting and prayer. Amen. Amen. He got you all disembobulated. He got fake friends done showed up on the scene and you can't figure out why you didn't know they were like that in the first place. Maybe because you weren't leaning on the Holy Spirit. You were leaning on man's arm. Amen. Amen. But the Lord told us to go to him. Amen. 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 Let me tell you something. Recently, I learned, and I tell you, it was a lesson for me. I was running out here, and every time somebody called me, they said, "Can you come preach? Can you come preach? Can you come on my church and preach?" And I was running over people's churches. Oh, yeah, I'm going to go preach. And I even had this thing where, you know, you don't have to give me no honorarium. Whatever you give me, you give me. You know, and I ain't with the honorarium stuff, and I'm going to tell you why in another message. Amen, amen. But here it is. I said, "Lord, they'll bless me, whatever." And that's fine. I wasn't focused on it. I was focused more of doing what I had to do as a servant for the Lord and allowing God to use me. So when I got to this one place and I did that, and when I left, the Lord convicted my heart. And he said, "I didn't tell you to go there. So you got to be mindful," because it was an incident that happened. And I said, "Lord, I don't understand." And it was all like sort of confusion. You know God ain't in the middle of no confusion, right? Amen, amen. Y'all know what I'm talking about, right? So the atmosphere was not where it should have been. And I said, "Lord, I didn't understand." And the Lord was saying, "I need to go to him before I go to people's church now." So what I do now, when people invite me to come, I go to the Lord, and I said, "Lord, have you released me?" I even got an invite to come back and visit my old church, and I love them to death. I think they're awesome people of God. That was a church where I was groomed and delivered. Amen, amen. And the Lord, amen, 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 amen. So, of course, that's my old home church. Amen. Love to come visit. But when someone invited me, I had to go to God. Because the last time I seen them, maybe years and years ago, I went there and I didn't go to God first. And I got vexed in my spirit because someone walked in. You know the devil got somebody everywhere you go, right? Amen, amen. And this one person walks up and says something and hit me in my spirit. And after that, I said, "Lord, I won't be coming back no more." But then the Lord said, "Don't ever say that, because that is my home church. And I love my pastor, my old bishop and his wife. I think they're the most beautiful people in the world." And so I know, and being in ministry now, what they've gone through, and I really got a heart for them. Amen, amen. So hopefully one day God will let me go back and visit them one day. But in the meantime, I know I'm waiting on Lord to release me. I ain't no fool. I've learned my lesson. When it comes to relationships, I've gotten in relationships, man, that I could blow your mind. I think we don't have enough time to go into some of the toxic, most sick stuff that I've ever seen before in my life. And wait a minute, hold up. These ain't folks that said they weren't saved. These are folks that said they were saved. And I'm thinking to myself, obviously, there's another Bible running around. It's called the Bible of Do What You Want to Do and Still Call on Jesus. That's the Bible that they carrying. Because I'm telling you, I never see nothing like it. And I thought to myself, I said, God, what is going on? So what he said is you need to come to me. Before you make those moves, you need to ask me. And you need to be obedient. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Amen? So I can run around here all day long sacrificing, going to places, doing this, doing that, doing this, doing that. But obedience means come to God first and get his approval to move forth. Amen, amen, amen. Jesus constantly told us to do that. Amen, amen. He constantly put that before us. Amen, amen. Amen. And we are not greater than our master. Amen. Amen. We are vines off of a branch. Jesus is the branch. Amen. Amen. We're to bear fruit. Amen. Amen. And I can't bear fruit and good quality fruit if I'm constantly going around hooking up to rotten trees or hooking up to stuff that God didn't tell me to go hook up to. Amen. 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 So I need to stay in the Father's will. Do you understand what I'm saying to you right now? Amen, amen. So after, I'm going to go back to this again. After God's people have humbled themselves through times of fasting and prayer, then come promised restoration. God will restore all the things Satan has stolen. Did y'all hear that? Has Satan stolen anything from you? He stole some stuff from me. I ain't lying. Amen, amen. And I'm waiting for God to return it. Amen. Restoration. Amen, amen. Restoration. Amen. Then we'll come in abundance. Then God's people will be satisfied. Amen. Joel 2, 24 through 27. I want to encourage you to go back and read it. Meditate on it. Amen, amen. What are the circumstances, I say again to you, that you're facing right now? Are there any situation in your life which you must hear from God right now, but you don't know what to do? Again, you have the keys, prayer and fasting. Amen. Are you a point in your life where it seems like if heavens are brass, God's not listening, he's not picking up the phone, you praying, stuff just don't seem like it's going through, you crying, you weeping, you like, Lord, where are you? Why aren't you answering? Turn that plate over. Fast. Amen. Fast and watch what God will do. Repent, amen. Repent. You know, have you ever seen somebody? I'm getting to the end. I want to get this to you. This message for somebody. You ever seen somebody and they did something wrong to you, and they don't even say I'm sorry. They don't even say I'm sorry. I'm sorry I did that. And now it was blatant. It was blatant what they did. It was blatant disrespect or blatant. They might have stepped on your toe. Maybe it was something like that. Amen. But they walked right across you. I know I was in a grocery store one time. Lady just pushed the cart right into me. I turned around and stared. I was like, okay, is she going to say something? And she didn't say nothing. I was like, Lord, help me, Holy Ghost. Help me, Lord. Because she had pushed the cart. And I'm like thinking, okay, I know this woman see me standing here, but she just kept pushing. I said, excuse me. And she never said excuse me. She just kept going on the other way. And I nothing wasn't wrong with her mentally. She was just rude. She was just rude. You ever encountered a rude usher? You ever seen somebody like that? They you see them, they say, ain't no seat right there. There's no seat right there. And all of a sudden, they telling their friend across the room, come on over here. I got your seat saved over here. And you're looking, going like, that's rude. It's disrespectful. And whoever the pastor or the leadership is need to get that in check. Amen? Because it's truly not hospitality. Amen? That's totally off key. But that's rude, right? Amen. So how do you think God feels? And then when you leave sometimes, then with that rudeness can follow you. You're like, I ain't never going back in that church again. That usher was nasty. I'm not going back in there. She picking seats for who she wants. I'm not going back to that church. Amen, amen. You understand? You understand? You see how vexed you were? Can you imagine how God feels when you sit up and you do what you want to do? You become prideful. You too prideful to even repent about a sin that you did. You too prideful to say, you know, the Bible tells us in our prayers to forgive those who trespass against us as we forgive those who trespass against us. We ask God to forgive our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Amen, amen, amen. I get it. Amen, amen, amen. But yet we walk around holding something against people like we got some cell in our heart to hold them into. And if you know what I know about your health, you would leave that alone and you would repent and you would go and forgive them. And if they won't receive you, that's fine, but you will forgive them and you will let it go. Amen, amen. The Bible said forgive them. Amen. He said even pray for your enemies that despitefully use you and say all manner of wickedness against you. Pray for those that they may see God. That includes those folks that say you ain't called, you ain't supposed to do nothing for the Lord, ain't nobody want to be, how's she going to do? Don't even feed into that. give it to God. Amen. Give it to God. And for whatever you say, when you come to backbiting, you need to repent. Because the Bible says God hates a backbiter. Did you know that? Your blessings are blocked right now because maybe you've said something about someone you shouldn't have. Amen. You think it was harmless, but the Lord said, no, it wasn't. Let's show you real quickly how much God knows how much he takes backbiting seriously. When Miriam and his brother, Moses' brother, was standing there going off about him, who he think he is, why can't we do what he do? We have the same gifts and calling he does. Go read the Bible. I'm telling you, they were kirking out. Amen. But God showed up on the scene and said to Moses, I speak face to face. He said, my prophets I speak to in dreams, and Moses I speak to face. And then he rebuked Miriam, and then she was given leprosy and put outside the camp. Now, wait a minute. Until Moses, who had to been a humble brother, comes back to God and tells God, ask God to forgive her. And allow. And God tells Moses, her father should have spit in her face. Now, what's the lowest thing someone could do to you? Is spit in your face. I saw a mafia movie once, and the guy took the other guy out, and the next thing you know, he spit on him after he took him out. Amen. So that's like a real low thing. Amen. Amen. So here it is. But God says to Moses, her father should have spit in her face. That's how much God hates a backbiter. Do you understand? Amen, amen. So you need to get your mouth off people, ministries, and repent. Amen. You need to get your mouth off your neighbor. Amen. You need to get your mouth off of that man's wife or that woman's, that man's wife or that woman's husband. Amen. That ain't your husband. That's God gave them. You don't get up in the middle of that. Amen, amen. I don't know who that's for, but I'm trying to get that to you right now. You are accountable to God for such things. Amen. So are you at a point in your life which seems as if the heavens are brass, stuff done went crazy, ain't nothing coming through? You need to repent. Amen. Don't give up. Don't listen to Satan lies. It ain't over. You people make mistakes all the time. Amen, amen. That's why God gives us repentance. Amen. I hear folks telling me, we got grace, so we don't have to repent. The devil is a liar. Don't believe that trick of the enemy. Amen. We have grace, but you have to repent. Amen. You have to repent. John said, repent. Amen. For the kingdom of heaven is at hand. You need to repent. Amen, amen, amen. Pick up your weapons of prayer and fasting and use them. Amen. Is there a growing hunger in your heart to know Christ in his fullness, to be conformed to his image, to be drawn into closer relationship with him? Pick up your weapons of prayer and fasting and use them. Prayer and fasting are mighty weapons of God. Amen. He has given us 100% effective 100% of the time. Amen. So no matter where you are, no matter what situation you're going through, if you pick up your weapons of prayer and fasting, you will be victorious. Amen. Whatever the circumstances in life are, whoever the loved ones are, I'm telling you, wherever you are, the enemy comes in like one way, will go out another way. Amen. Amen. But use your weapon of prayer and fasting. Amen. Repentance is a sign. If you don't repent, you obviously got a situation going on in your life with pride. And I want to come before you right now, asking you right now, wherever you are, to repent for that spirit. Amen. Because God resists the prideful. Did you know that? God resists the prideful. And I just want you to know that right now. God resists the prideful. Don't be fooled. Don't let the enemy fool you. Amen. You know, the Bible tells us, amen, to us, broken things are despised as worthlessness. I'm telling you, amen. But God can take what has been broken and make it into something better and something that he can use for his glory. Amen. Amen. Do you understand? Amen. Because of pride, when we think about Nebuchadnezzar, and when he turned around and he got up there and talked about how great he was, and he was reduced to an animal. He was reduced to something that crawled around with snot hanging out of his nose and snorting like a pig, and the Bible said he was hideous. But then when he repented, God restored him to the fullness. Have you said something about someone? Have you said something against God? Have you walked around? A lot of time people are ill, and their illnesses came because of their lips. The Bible said your tongue, you have the power of life and death. Is that you this morning? Have you spoken something over your child? Have you been cursing them out and saying that they'll never be nothing? And that's what you've been speaking instead of speaking life and speaking those things as though they are over their life. Do you understand what I'm saying to you this morning? That's what God's people do, amen? That's what God wants from you, amen? And stop going. Get yourself off the guilt trip. Don't let the devil put that in your head. You made mistakes, amen? You made mistakes. Things happen, amen? We all do, amen? But repent and keep moving forward, amen? The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and save those who are crushed in spirit. Did you know that? That's Psalm 34:18. There's something about reaching breaking point that causes us to seek the Lord, and David learned that, amen? When he was going through, he was all lifted up in pride when he was dealing with Bathsheba. He turned around and got her pregnant, then pulled her husband out of the field. Come on, he had to be in serious pride, because here it is, he pulls her husband out of a field. Now, we're talking about David, a man of God's own heart, amen? Remember, the same David that crushed Goliath, amen? The same David, amen, that God removed Saul and put David as king, amen? But yet, David forgot. He began to seek the things that are not of God. And in his own prideful state, he took on another man's wife. Help me, Holy Ghost. Amen, amen. He sent that man to his death, premeditated murder. Amen, amen. Because he didn't want to acknowledge that she was pregnant by him. But guess what happened? That baby, because of that sin that he brought forth, the baby passed away. That first child that he had with her. Amen, amen. I'm trying to get this to someone right now. David wailed and cried before the baby died, wept before God. But then when the baby was gone, he got up and said how great his God was. I'm trying to encourage someone right now to get before God, amen, to bring it before God. Hallelujah. God can turn it around. Okay, if the child's incarcerated, God can still turn that situation around, amen. God can reach him wherever he is, God. God can reach her wherever she is. Hallelujah. God can speak to the pastor, God. God can speak to whoever. I'm telling you, don't put limitations on God. Amen, 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 amen. When we reach our breaking point, that's when we know we need to look up into the greatness of our God. Don't give up. Amen, amen. Don't give up. Amen, amen. Don't give up. Amen, amen. So I want to thank you for allowing me to come before you. Amen. Just remember, there's certain things in life that need to be broken. That's pride, self-will, stubbornness, sinful habits. Amen, amen, amen. They need to be broken. When we feel our brokenness, God compensates. I live in high and holy places, but also with him who is contrite and lowly in spirit. That's Isaiah 57:15. Did you hear that? Amen? Amen? Did you hear that? Amen? God resists the prideful. Don't let things turn you into pride. Amen? It was Satan himself that lifted himself up and said, I'm above my God. Amen? And it was all about pride. Amen? I want to encourage you right now, wherever you are, be thankful for the blessings that God has given you, but don't let the blessings carry you. Amen? So I thank and praise God for you allowing me to come before you this morning. I thank God for the message that went forth. I truly trust God that it will touch your hearts and it will deliver many and set the captives free. If you don't know Jesus, it's an opportunity to get to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. I want to encourage you wherever you are, accept Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior. Tomorrow is not promised. Amen, amen. And I'm telling you, tomorrow is not promised. Hallelujah. And Jesus told Nicodemus, you must be born again. That's the only way you can enter heaven. So all this stuff about you can do this, you can work your way, you can pay this way, the devil is a liar. That's a trick of the enemy. Amen. I want to encourage you this morning to stand firm in the Lord. Amen. And for those of you that are saved, continue to move forward. And Lord, I know this message has touched your heart because it truly was a two-edged sword. Amen. Amen. I'm thanking, praising God again for each and every one of you as I close out. Father God, we thank you for each and every listener that have been listening, God. Touch their hearts, God. Allow this message, God, to stay in their heart, God, and allow it to be reminiscent in their spirit, God, that they continue to keep you lifted, God, hallelujah, God, and that they repent, pray, and fast, Father, and that they move forward, God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. I want to thank you again. This is Pastor Pamela J.P. Martin signing off from you on Blog Talk Radio. I love you, I love you, I love you, and know this, God loves you too, amen. Did y'all hear that? God loves you too. Amen, amen. Praise God. God loves you too. I'm telling you, I'm going to play this song again by Anthony Brown because you know what? The song is a powerful song. When you think about what he's saying and the words in it, it's just a powerful song. And I think a lot of times people, you really need to listen to the words. Amen. Sometimes I don't encourage people about, you know, I say, oh, it's just a song. But this particular song, I really want you to listen to. Amen. As it plays. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Well, put your hands together. You thought I was worth saving.
God.
So you came and changed my life. You thought I was worth keeping. So you cleaned me up inside. You thought I was to die. You thought I was to die for.